Surprise wine corner, mate.
Yeah, how good.
Day late and a dollar short as per us, but you know, hey, we're here doing it.
Look, hey, we're in Mugello, we're in the car, not in my race car, just to let you know.
No, we're in a Citroën,
Fiat 500.
Apologies to the nation of Italy. We're in a Fiat 500L.
Yes, on the
which
way
is probably the worst car we've ever had. Yeah.
Ever made. Well, that's the thing, you know, when you forget to book a rental car, it's usually pretty terrible choice you get.
First in, first served.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
So we are here on the way to the restaurant. We've got Arthur Leclerc literally right up my ass. Up the jacksy there.
I can feel his headlights in my eyeballs, actually.
As Marcus has just texted me saying that he's just landed. They were delayed, of course.
Yeah.
Something he could have told me, obviously.
Which we found out over flight radar, naturally.
Yes, because, you know, we like to look at these things, make sure that everything is nice and organized. But, just on the way to the restaurant there.
Well, as you say, mate, we're on our way to a restaurant, so let's crack straight into it. I'm not going to waste too much time here. Now, I've nicked a bottle of wine.
Now, just to let the sort of listeners know, I am not drinking and driving.
No, absolutely not. We don't condone
that. And you are the one doing the tasting today.
What the fuck did I... Hang on, I think I threw it in the back seat. Here we go. So, I'm going to have to come clean here. I've been on this all day.
Oh, so you've already got a pretty good taste.
I'm pretty well versed in what this tastes like. Yeah, it's a Tahuna, T-A-H-U-N-A, Sauvignon Blanc from Marlborough, 2022, New Zealand, obviously.
Lovely.
Goes without saying. The team obviously took my advice on that, actually. I believe we started out the year with some Spanish white wine.
Terrible wine.
But we've ended up with some Marlborough Sauvignon, which is fantastic news for everybody involved. Here we go. I'm just going to give it a dabble. I'm just going to very quickly check that I'm still recording. Yeah, no, we're good. Straight out of the bottle, of course.
How's it taste?
Do you know there's some melon notes? There really is some melon notes, which I appreciate in this part of the world, especially, obviously, as you know, last night I enjoyed some Melone Parma.
Yeah. Just to let you know, we've just arrived, James, so I think this is going to call it a day.
Okay, well, through the magic of editing...
We'll come back to you in a little
while. Hey, look, quick cap on the wine, so we can just round that off. Melon notes... a little bit fizzy on the tongue, quite boozy, 12.5%. From me, I'm going to hiff this one a 6.7. And you'll hear from me in about 2 seconds, but in reality, about 3 hours.
Yep.
Right, yeah. Kia kaha. Right, me again. I'm just going to finish this bitch off. As per usual, lack of commitment from the racing drivers, which, you know, it's fine to see off track as long as they get hard on the brakes. When they're doing their real job, I suppose that's fine. Right, so we just tasted the Tahuna white wine, which coincidentally I've got myself another lovely glass of here. It's to paint the scene, it's noon and 3 minutes. On a Saturday, I'm in the ELMS paddock, which you can probably hear, actually. But anyway, without further ado, I'm going to hiff into some motorsport news because I think that's where we got to. After the wine tasting, I'm going to keep it brief because, again, it's just me, and let's be honest, I've got better shit to do than this today, but we appreciate you all the same. Rightio, so IndyCar off the top, that's all wrapped up. Hello, champ. I think we actually covered that last week, but Marcus has got a new job. He's going to Myashank next year to join Frozenquist. And charter system news has been announced. I think that's probably going to be pretty big for the sport, but it doesn't seem to have been the greatest rollout I've ever seen, but that's just my own two cents. I mean, if you're going to have a three-car system for all of the teams, why don't you just have enough engines and cars so that the teams can all run three cars? Because now what you're going to end up with, and again, I'm spitballing here, is you're going to have the Penske's, your Ganassi's, your McLaren's, again, with a three-car team and more budget, so they're going to be able to score more points than the lower-ranked teams, the Tier 2 teams of the past, if you will, and the future. So, weird move. Weird move. I don't see anything changing as far as the status quo up the top of that sport. And yeah, that's all I've really got to say on that one. Anything else IndyCar? See, now this is where if I had a co-host, I'd throw to him and see if they could jog my memory. Callum Ilott to Prema. Callum Ilott to Prema. How good is that? You heard about it here first. No, you didn't. But I couldn't be more chuffed, to be perfectly honest, for the Fresh Prince of Prema, as I shall be dubbing him throughout the course of the 2025 season. He doesn't know that yet, but I'm sure he'll not really enjoy it that much. Look, I'm going to do a better effort. This podcast is going to be much better next week. That might be a little bit of a white lie, because Clem's going to Brazil, so it might just be me again. But anyway, right, we're going to power through. We're going on. We're moving. Formula 2. Fuck. Has anything happened in Formula 2? I mean, there's probably some new driver contracts getting signed right now, but they won't be announced. Hang on, I'm just going to have a simple one. Oh, and the sun's come out just as. I don't think anything's happened in Formula 2. I'm going to slide right over that one. Formula 2, let's just put that on ice until we get to the sandy countries. Formula 1, Liam Lawson. I mean, it's a big news week for friends of the show. Liam Lawson goes to F1, and the public opinion on Daniel Ricciardo seems to have done a 180 overnight. Pre-Singapore, it was, let's get this motherfucker out of here. How is he still here? He's so lucky to still have a seat. It was a branding exercise gone wrong. Bloke's got no pace anymore. Look, we all like him. He's a good dude. Real good dude. I can't claim to know him personally, but I know people who do, and I've never heard a bad thing. So I don't want to say any... I don't want to talk any more shit about Daniel Ricciardo, but I mean, the Drive to Survive fans are out in force in the comments, and I hate to see it. But do you know what? Liam Lawson's a Formula One driver now, so who's the real fucking loser? We'll see how that goes. Excited. Obviously, he outperformed his new or soon-to-be teammate, Yuki Tsunoda, towards the back end of last year, filling in for said Daniel Ricciardo. So, look, I won't tempt fate. Honda's pulling out of the sport as well, so there's less politics going against Liam, I would say. So, I mean, look, hey. Well, not pulling out of the sport. They're going to Aston Martin, aren't they? But fuck, minor detail. Love to see it. Kia Kaha, you know, close to my heart, of course. You know, I've actually known Liam for longer than I've known Marcus. Liam and I grew up racing at the same go-kart track in Mount Wellington in Auckland there. I remember watching Liam tear around in the number 18 go-kart in his fluorescent green HJC helmet. So pretty fucking weird to see him in a Formula 1 seat now, but bloody good stuff. Bloody good stuff. Take nothing away from either of the blokes. You know, Ricciardo, great career, but fuck off. I think we can pretty much wrap it up. Oh no, crisis control. Shit, we do that component, don't we? Well, there's a crisis in the fact that I don't have any fucking co-hosts. That's somewhat of a crisis. Hang on. Let me see if I can go and fix that. Right, I'm going to put my wine down bravely. This is crisis control this week. I'm just going to go and walk around the paddock and see if I can get a word from a racing driver. Nicholas Nielsen's just flew past me on a scooter. I thought that might be an opportunity, but he didn't look like slowing down anytime soon. Much of the course of his career and the way that's shaped out. Right, I'm on the road here now, people. I'm running a voice note on an iPhone 13 Pro. So if that doesn't instill some inspiration that you too can start an aggressively mediocre podcast about motorsport and bizarre lifestyles, then fuck, I don't know what will. Right, we're on the move. Eyes up. Right, okay, I'm going to just talk about what I'm seeing as I'm walking through here, because otherwise this might be one of the worst ends to a podcast that anyone's ever experienced. Just walk past the truck. Shitload of trucks. As they're all tearing down there. There's somebody with the mobility scooter there. Do you mind them? Yep. And yeah, fuck, man. There's some Scanias. I'll run you through the most popular truck manufacturers in the LMS paddock, because if that's not an interesting segment, I don't know what is. There's a Mercedes. There's a few Scanias. The Scania is a popular truck here in the LMS paddock. So United Autosport, they're running three Scanias, three abreast. So obviously, Iron Lynx, they're running the Iveco, the Italian team, and I'd expect to see that from most of the Italians. More Scania for Proton. Okay, we're doing a fucking shit job of trying to find a driver here, but to be honest, I mean, I think they're all in engineering meetings at the moment, which is kind of why I was just drinking wine alone out the front of the hospitality. Okay, I'm going to have to try and move a little bit quicker here. Right, so we get more. It's a DAF truck on the Cool Racing operation, and a Mercedes truck on JMW. So I'm going to quickly park this segment because I'm boring myself. It's a sunny day here out in Tuscany. I've got a face. Yeah, let me get into a garage. I'm gonna pest around in the undergrowth, if you will, of the European Le Mans Series paddock. Charles Melosi, how are you?
Good
to see you. I'm doing it for podcast. Can you save it very quickly? A word on your weekend so far.
Looking good. Was in qualifying, but
you were quick yesterday.
Yeah. Today was good also, but I think the qualifying will be tight. So
excellent. Well, thank you very much, mate. You rescued my podcast. Thanks. Good luck for the weekend. See you soon. Right, that's it for another week of Clem's Wine Corner, ladies and folks. That was Charles Melosi, who's hacking around this weekend with a friend of the show, actually, Arthur Leclerc. So thank fuck for that. Holy shit, because that was looking on dire straits for there for a minute, team. That's a crisis averted. And fuck, we'll see you next... Oh, I'll see you next week. Jesus. Who knows what's going to... Like, look, we're launching a financial services company next week. It's all go. Clem's in Brazil. If okay, yeah. All right. Well, details next week. Cheers, team. Kick off.
He's really worried about
it. Just quickly, guys, do you want to be on the worst podcast we've ever produced?
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, Ollie, a couple of words from you.
Hi, guys.
You're right at the end of the episode here, by the way.
Sitting here in Mugello, kind of discussing our options for the race. It's not looking too good, but I'm sure we'll get a result out of it. Qualifying this afternoon.
It's getting uploaded tonight as well, so we will find
out. Okay, perfect. You guys will find out. Okay, guys. I'll see you soon.
Excellent. The words of Ollie Gray there, Luca.
Yeah, it's a nice day here. I'm finished, actually, so...
Yeah, lovely stuff. There's two more racing drivers on the podcast, so shove that up your ass. Have a good one, team.